Will you pray with me? God of the universe and beyond our imaginations, we turn our praise to you this morning. May I honor you with my words, and may our reflections honor you with our spirit. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Have you ever lied awake in your bed late at night, desperately wishing you could fall asleep somewhere around 2 o'clock in the morning trying to solve all the world's problems? Have you wrestled with the complexities of the universe and wondered why you're thinking about this at 2 o'clock in the morning? No, is that just me? Well, hopefully I'm not alone, or perhaps you've had moments similar to this where you've been curious or wondered or thought to ponder the marvels of the universe. Perhaps you are a procrastinator like many of our students who become curious about everything except for the thing they're studying during finals week. Perhaps it is none of these, but whatever it might be that draws to your interest of peeking, of understanding of the universe and trying to comprehend all that is, I'd like to tell you about my most recent experience when I was at camp with our high schoolers for a midwinter retreat in February. I had been in that camp bed tossing and turning, trying to find the right spot to sleep in because, as you know, camp mattresses are not the best. And as I was looking for that spot, after about half an hour of tossing and turning, looking for the best place that my back could be comfortable to sleep, I finally gave up, grabbed my most recent Harry Potter book, and went out into the common area to begin reading to avoid waking up any of our students. And as I began reading, only a few pages in, I found my mind begin to wander about magic, to wander about the beauty that is the human imagination that came up with these ideas. And then I wondered about the kinds of dreams that the kids were each having. And then I began to feel jealous that they were having dreams that I was really wanting to have. And in this space, it dawned on me. This moment right here in the twilight hours of night was indeed a holy moment. I simply began to think about what all it took for the stars of the universe to align, for me to be in this very room at this very moment, with those very students in the rooms next to me. I had been upset that I couldn't sleep just minutes before this, probably even grumbled and lamented to God about it all. But now suddenly I found myself seeing God's fingerprint throughout. I simply recognized God in my life, in each of the students' lives, in the formation of the stars that provided enough light to come into the room, and I marveled at the beauty of the moment. Perhaps you have had a moment yourself where you recognized God in your life. Perhaps you have thought, wow, did I deserve this? Or maybe it was a proud moment of the birth of a child or a grandchild, or perhaps it was such a great low or a tragedy that happens in your life and you thought things could not get any worse, and in the still of those moments, God appears to you. That still, gentle reassurance that God is with you. Perhaps you've seen the tallest of mountaintops and marveled at the beauty. Or perhaps you've been in the deepest of valleys and wondered at that beauty. Or maybe you've seen the tallest trees or the greenest ones or the largest bodies of moving water and just been mesmerized. I think there are moments in our lives that we can't help but marvel at the creation that God has made. This God who created all of it, all of us, is somehow paying attention to each one of us individually. In all the universe with so much to worry about, with all the chaos in the world, God still finds time to be with each of us. And it's in those few wonderful moments that I can't help but be overwhelmed. But I also wonder, how is it that I can make this a more regular occurrence to see and recognize God? This is what I think of when I think of prayer as praise and worship. For I believe that praise and worship isn't just about saying thank you to God or lamenting to God or asking for something. Perhaps praise and worship is in large part about recognizing who God is, to recognize, to see, Creator, sustainer, life giver, helping shape and form things that are beyond our wildest imaginations. And this causes me to pause for a moment to reflect on what does praise and worship look like in the form of a prayer. When it comes to prayer as praise and worship, it comes down to, in my mind, describing God. I think we can all recognize that naming God is perhaps beyond our ability. There are so many names that we have seen or heard, but we did not come up with ourselves, such as Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, Abba, Allah, El Shaddai, Jehovah, and the list goes on. There isn't any word in all the languages of the world that seems to be the singular name for God. So we settle on giving many names for our one magnanimous God. Yet much what I just did throughout the Bible and all of history, we see attempts that seek to describe our God, that God is magnanimous. God is a lion, powerful and mighty. God is a sheep, innocent and blameless. God is the wind, unseeable, but always moving and swirling around us. God is infinite and beyond our imaginations. God is your face and seen in my face and seen in all the faces of the world. And sometimes God is simply too much to be described, so we use this one particular word found to describe events, places, and moments, God experiences, if you will. We call them holy. Holy is one of those complicated words. I did a quick poll of some family, students, and friends yesterday, and here are a few of the responses that I got. Sacred, revered, precious, awe-inspiring, divine goodness, pure, godly, priceless. A large list of words to describe one word. I think what makes this word complicated is that it is very broad. It covers holy spaces, holy places, holy events, holy objects, and people themselves can be holy. When it covers so much, this term tends to go all over the place, and I have to admit that if I were someone who hadn't grown up in the church and had an opportunity where I were around Christians who were using this word holy, I might be a little confused, to be honest. Even in describing God as holy, it is confusing. What does it mean to be holy? One of our graduating seniors, Topher, when I asked him, he said, "I pray with art, I worship with music, and I feel God in nature. So these things are holy to me. They deserve reverence, love, and special time taken away for them." And I think Topher was onto something. In Hebrew, the word holy is rooted in the word that means separated. This could mean that holy is to be separated from common use. Something that, as Topher pointed out, deserves special time taken away for them. So what does it look like to set aside time for our God who is holy? Well, this is where the individuality of each of us really comes into place. For one person, setting aside time for God is through the music in our world. It might mean singing at the top of your lungs, and it might be a more reflective listening because you just enjoy the music. It might mean that you want to move and dance and sway to the rhythms of God's Spirit moving in and through you. That's not for me. I'm not a dancer. It might mean that you need to set aside time just to sit and think and look for God through meditation. It might mean that you step outside and see the blooming flowers and the green trees. It might mean that you need to be in community with others, receiving and giving handshakes and hugs. I think praise and worship looks a little bit different for each of us. But each of these are acts of prayer. Prayer as praise and worship is not always spoken words, for sometimes it is loud like the clanging cymbals, and still sometimes it is the soft spoken word or silence around us. Praise and worship is in part attempting to describe this God that is holy, that is set apart, whom is mixing with, around, and in each of our lives. And this takes a certain amount of intentionality on our part. With intentionality comes our purpose, and purpose draws us together as a community. God is reflected in each of us, and as a community that is drawn together with the purpose of intentionally looking for God to see these holy places and spaces, we are drawn to see God in one another's lives. You are holy because God is holy. Made in God's image, made to reflect God's holiness, made to be holy, to separate ourselves from things that separate us from God. 1 Peter 1 reminds us that you must be holy because God is holy. However, I know that this sounds like we're supposed to remove ourselves from all of the joys of life that we enjoy, and yet Ecclesiastes 3 reminds us everyone should eat and drink and find enjoyment for all their hard work. It is the gift of God. I think this is a reflection of joy of life and seeing God in all the things that we do. This means to also find joy in one another and the things that we enjoy together as a community. To indeed just be in community with one another, to be in relationship, is an act of praise and worship. This means showing up and seeing God in each other. Some of you might be hurting this week, and others might be flying high as a kite with joy. Some of your spirits might be tired and weary, and others might be overflowing. Some of you might be here looking for something, and others, you're on a different planet entirely, maybe not even fully invested into the sermon right now. But each of you are here. And what brought you here? Are you here for community? Are you here for the holy place? Are you here to see the holy in each person you come across? Are you here to praise and worship the God that we know? Are you here to pray? We can praise and worship on our own. We could pray on our own. But here in this space, we gather to be in community with each other, to see the work that God is doing in each of our lives, to name it, to make a joyful noise to all the earth that our God is good. This is our prayer of praise and worship. We come to remember that God made each of us, and we are a child of God. We are here to see God's faithfulness to all generations, as it says in the Psalms. We are here to name that God is God. God is good. It doesn't require a thank you. It doesn't require a supplication. We simply come to see that God is here, that God is in you and God is in me. And we come offering all of who we are. And a part of this requires to let go of what we are not, to separate ourselves from those things that separate us from God, and letting our whole selves be entirely our whole selves. For indeed, who we are is holy, created as a being in reflection of God's holiness. And the act of being and coming together in community, wholly accepted for who we are, is our offering of prayer to God as worship. Each of us in our brokenness, in our healing, in our recovery, in our joy or sadness, is a reflection of God's holiness. So we come as we are to offer ourselves to God. In offering ourselves, we offer our prayers to God. To attempt to name where we have seen, we have felt, the love of God in our lives. So let us praise our God, for indeed our God is holy, indeed our God is love, indeed God is reflected in each one of us, and each of you is a glorious reflection of God's holy love. So let your life be the prayer of praise and worship to our God. Will you pray with me? Lord God, the world is yours, planned in eternity, created in a moment of sheer exuberance, permeated with love, well made. This place is yours in its simplicity, blue sky and countryside, pure creativity, painted with care, well made. This day is yours, pure generosity, given for moments of gentle reflection, in the bustle of a day, well made. This moment is yours in its entirety, a drop of time in an ocean of history, gifted with joy, well made. This human spirit is yours. Holiness reflecting your love, made in your image, crafted to perfection, given back to you as our praise and worship, well made. Amen.